What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, and a good Thursday afternoon. Don't forget, this time tomorrow, we will be knee-deep into Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. And that is brought to you by Q39, of course. A story here from Channel 9. Jackson County Executive Frank White today vetoed an ordinance calling for his recall election in August. Mr. White, in a statement, called the measure unlawful, fiscally irresponsible, and in violation of state and federal election laws. And I quote here from Frank White, "This ordinance is not just unlawful, but it's also fiscally reckless and a dangerous misuse of the democratic process." The Jackson County Legislature voted unanimously to pass the ordinance for the recall, put it on the ballot for August 26th. The Jackson County Legislature, according to this story from Channel 9, expected to vote on a possible override at a meeting tomorrow. And joining us on the KMBZ hotline is the Jackson County Legislative Chairman, Daron McGee. Mr. McGee, good afternoon, and welcome to Dana and Parks. Glad to have you.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What can you tell us about this meeting tomorrow? Do you anticipate, you being the chairman of the legislature, do you anticipate there being an override vote, and do you anticipate that being unanimous?
Well, I don't ever anticipate, and I never say never, but I think that the override likely will happen, and I think that it will reflect the vote that we took 10 days ago, which was a 9-0 vote. The law is pretty clear from my perspective as chair of the legislature. It says that we shall have an election within 60 days. Yeah. And that's what my colleagues and I did. We moved very swiftly to ensure that that actually happened, that we followed the law, followed our own Jackson County Charter, which governs our own rules and laws for citizens in Jackson County, which is in coordination with what we were advised with our own legal team, is that we had to get to follow the law to get this done within 60 days. And so I suspect that my colleagues and I will move to do that this morning. We called for a special meeting last week in anticipation of a potential veto. And so we'll meet tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the downtown courthouse at 10 a.m.
Chairman, from a procedural standpoint, how does this play out? Because we have business owners listening right now. We have homeowners, some of whom already lost their homes, some of whom are hanging on by a thread trying to keep them. We have senior citizens listening. Procedurally, how does this play out, and when might anyone in that group see relief, if at all?
Well, I will say this. I have tried to help provide relief through the legislative process. Not only will we be taking up the recall effort as an override, that's what most people probably heard about and will be talking about. But there are two other ordinances that is not getting a lot of play that we'll be taking up tomorrow as well. I sponsored an ordinance that would extend the senior tax from the deadline of June 30th, which ended last week, to August 31st. So if you live in Jackson County and you're 62 and older, one of the things that we found is that we tried to give relief to seniors and say, hey, if you live in your home and you own your home, we want you to be able to stay in your home. And so we'll freeze your taxes as long as you own your home. And the deadline was June 30th. Well, what I found in my own district is that many of the folks who live in my own community, A, didn't know that the program existed, or B, didn't know a lot of information. That's because mainly the administration and the county executive have not really truly advertised the program itself. And so oftentimes you can have the greatest programs, but if you're not marketing it to the community and letting people know that that program exists, you have a lot of people who don't know, or they fall through the cracks. And so in order to make sure that we gave people and seniors in this community as much possible time to give them relief, as we know tax bills are coming out now, and with any last minute folks that need those that last minute help, to give them an extra 60 days, which we extended it out 2 more months. He vetoed that. And the other thing that I sponsored was so Jackson County could elect an assessor. And that would mean that you would be able to elect an assessor, choose to elect have an elected assessor in November of this year, but you would not actually elect an actual person until August and November of 2028. So they would run with the sheriff and the prosecutor, and then in the future you'd be electing an assessor. The county executive vetoed his own recall, an elected assessor in Jackson County, and the senior tax, which I think are all problematic.
We're speaking with the chairman of the Jackson County Legislature, Deron McGee. Mr. McGee, in this Channel 9 story, Manny Abarca, who's a fellow legislator of yours, said regarding the veto today from Frank White that, quote, Frank White's political career is over, and went on to describe the county executive as, quote, flailing. Do you agree with both of those sentiments?
Well, I can't say that today on this call that the county executive's career is over. I think ultimately the people who will decide that are the voters of Jackson County when this recall election happens that we've set a date for. And I think that's the ultimate decider of if his career is over. The voters will decide that. That's not for me to say or Legislator Barker to say. I think it's really for the voters of Jackson County to say, and they'll get their say. And that's what the veto override tomorrow will be about, is letting the voters have their say.
Do you believe that Frank White is flailing?
I don't know that he's failing.
No. Flailing.
Oh, I don't know that he's failing, flailing, but I will say this. I'm concerned by some of the press releases that are coming out of his office and the frequency in which they're coming out. I mean, I think this is a guy who's 75 years old. He's tired, and he doesn't seem to have a lot of empathy for the people who are hurting in this community, and that's more concerning to me right now. As you stated early on at the top of this call, you know, we have people in this community, seniors, young people, business owners who are hurting, and it doesn't seem that the county executive or his staff want to help find relief for many people in this community, because my goal is to help businesses thrive in this community, help homeowners stay in their homes, help seniors stay in their homes, help young people buy homes in Jackson County. And currently, right now, that is very difficult, and he's presenting a very tough obstacle for many folks in this community. And I think that it's 10 years of Frank White has proven to be a big, big obstacle for many residents in this county.
I think a lot of people are excited to vote in the recall effort. Does this veto delay that process in any way, or is your override or potential override going to continue the same timeline?
I think our override continues that same timeline, but I will say, I think what's more concerning, as I said earlier in my own press release, that this delay is an effort, it's a calculated effort by the county executive to delay an election. He has 10 days to veto this or send it back unsigned. He knew he was going to veto this. He took the full 10 days to run out the clock so the election board could not move forward with having the election and an attempt to delay this process, when he could have sent this back with a veto that same day or the next day, but he didn't. He waited 10 full days to delay this process even longer so the election board couldn't send out printed ballots to absentee voters, overseas ballots. All of that was delayed because he continued to try to delay this process. And I don't think it went unnoticed, not only by legislators, but by the voters.
Well, lastly, Mr. McGee, you said something a couple of answers ago that rang true with what we've said on this program. You know, we've talked about the assessment problem. I don't think there's any other way to describe it other than a problem. People have called into this show saying that their assessments have gone up 200%, 150%, 300%. And there just seems to be a lack of empathy from the very top, that being Frank White himself. It's almost as if he doesn't care that people are being priced out of their own homes.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. I mean, you know, he keeps he and his department keep talking about equity and fairness, but the reality is that I often talk about this, Scott, and there was a lady that I met about 2 months ago. I was volunteering at a senior center in Kansas City to help seniors apply for the senior tax, because many people don't have computers, but we set up computers at the senior center to help people file the application online to file to make sure that she could qualify for the senior tax. And she told me the most heartbreaking story. She was a retired teacher from the Kansas City, Missouri School District. So she'd worked 33 years in the school district. On top of that, her husband was a retired Ford Motor Company worker from Clay Como. And she was working part-time at Costco on Linwood just to pay her taxes. And I think that's heartbreaking when you have seniors in this community who've worked all their life with decent jobs, like a pension from as a teacher, a pension from Ford Motor Company, and their taxes had increased so much that she's working part-time at Costco, not to go on vacation, not to do cruises with her grandkids. It's just to pay her taxes so she can stay in her home. And I think that that, to me, is the most heartbreaking story for this community. And there are more people like that than not in this community trying to stay in their homes, trying to make ends meet. And that's what's more concerning to me. And that's why I filed the extension for the senior tax. That's why I filed to give people a right to have an elected assessor to hold your assessments more accountable in this county so you know what's going on in that process, and not just looking at a podcast that they now are putting out after the deadline for you to file your extension of how to do that. I mean, I think that's unconscionable to me.
What's a time? It's just a gigantic waste of time, Chairman. And we talked about that in an earlier segment. That doesn't help anyone. The time has passed.
Oh, the deadline was Monday, and they put it out the next day.
Okay. Unbelievable.
Daron McGee, the chairman of the Jackson County Legislature, do appreciate your time, and thank you for taking time out this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. Anytime, I'm always happy to come on and talk to you about what's going on in Jackson County. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. McGee. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks on KMBZ.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
So the CEO that was that was caught at the Coldplay concert.
You talking about the Kiss Cam Drop It Like It's Hot CEO?
Yeah, at the Coldplay concert near Boston at Gillette Stadium. Page 6 of the New York Post.
Oh, they've got to be having a heyday.
He's the CEO of a company called Astronomer. It's worth more than $1 billion. And he was caught on the Kiss Cam with his alleged mistress, who happens to be the HR director at his company, Astronomer. He's the CEO. Page 6 is reporting he's not just an alleged cheater, but also allegedly a horrible boss, that he berates employees. People were at his previous firm that he was the CEO of. People would just quit because he was just so rough, for lack of a better term. And I'm trying to find out if he was going through a divorce or if he's now going to be going through a divorce.
There has to be more to the story, because you would not go out with an employee of yours.
A pretty gutsy move.
In a suite surrounded by, what, 30 other people, 40 other people in that suite, with a woman to whom you are not married.
She's married, too, by the way, to a guy named Ken Thornby. He's the president of a trucking company up there.
All right. I want to talk about everybody's rain totals for a little bit, because the Kansas City Star just posted this story, and we'll look this up on a map, but there's a family in KCK that live next to like a neighborhood, small neighborhood pond. Okay. Don't think like tiny. The pond overflowed its banks, you guys. It quickly overran all of the drains. Like the neighborhood drains could not keep up when the pond went over its banks with all the rain we got. The water was so powerful, it starts rushing into their home that they've only had for 2 years.
Yeah.
Topples their refrigerator. Their home is a complete loss today. And mom was at work when it happened. And she gets this call from her 16-year-old, frantic, screaming that the water is rising in the house.
That they had to run to the second floor.
Sam, they had to go up to the rafters because they were, you know, 16 and 14 years old or whatever they were. Didn't know where to go, didn't know what was happening. It's the Pledger family that this happened to. The daughter called and said the home that they had purchased a couple years ago was rapidly filling with water. Mm. Pledger hurried back home and, quote, could not believe what she saw. The home, by the way, is along Metropolitan Avenue. Most of you know where that is. The entire backyard had flooded, even their above-ground pool. And water had rushed into the entire first floor of the house. Her three children were crying in fear and had fled to the home's top floor. I have never seen anything like this before in my life, she is quoted as saying. She said the water swept under, toppled the fridge. She had just made a large grocery run in preparation for the weekend. And guess they were planning on having, look at the inside.
I saw her. She was interviewed.
It's gone.
She was interviewed, I think, on Channel 5. And her either husband or life partner, was supposed to go to work. His clothes were all on the first floor. He didn't have any clothes to wear to even go to work today. She goes, I don't even know what to give him to put on.
They're sweeping mud out of there. We've had flooding before, but I think, you know, we thought there was going to be rain last night. Don't get me wrong. I don't know what prevents something like this. When Mother Nature and the skies open up and it just dumps down for, what, 10 hours?
It was a long time. And it was loud and it was windy. We got in Western Shawnee 8.7 inches of rain.
Inside their home, and I quote, when they finally came downstairs, they found fish, fish.
Well, that's from the nearby pond.
Spiders, worms, mud, and, quote, anything else you can think of.
Yeah, that's a tough break.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and you were showing me pictures of, what was it, Falcon Ridge Golf Course, where one of the greens is a lake. It's a complete lake.
They asked the unified government today. It even wiped out the entire drainage ditch right there on Metropolitan.
Yep. There you go.
They talked to the unified government today. Troy Shaw, Public Works Director. Some neighborhoods saw flooding levels that we have not experienced since one of the big ones back in 1993.
Do you remember that one?
I was in college
I believe that was the Chiefs game where the
it was flowing down the stairs.
It was coming down the stairs. It looked like Niagara Falls at Arrowhead.
The stairs at Arrowhead were when we were here on the air, Scott.
No, there was another time when we were in college.
Was it? Because
yes.
93 to me is what I consider to be the nanny's flood.
I know what you're thinking of. The one where it flooded the Brush Creek.
Margaritas. If you look at Margaritas on Southwest Boulevard, you know when you go in, there's two lines inside.
I lost a car in that flood in that storm.
Did you really?
Yes,
I didn't know that.
I had a 1991 Pontiac Grand Am, and I was an idiot, and I was trying to get to the grocery store, and I drove through high water, and it flooded my engine. And I mean, I could still drive the car afterwards, but it never drove the same.
Turn around.
I know. Don't drown. I know.
There are fish in her house.
Well,
and then let me ask you this.
They might as well live there because the pledgers aren't.
Once you have damage to that extent, even though we have not seen flooding like this since 1993, that was a very long time ago. I was a sophomore in college. What does your insurance company do? Is that a floodplain, or was this just a rare act of God where no neighborhood is going to handle this well?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know the answer to that because I don't know if my homeowner's insurance policy covers floods. I'm not in a floodplain, but I don't know if I have to buy separate flood insurance or not.
You remember when the hurricane came through down where my parents are? All the insurance companies that refused to cover anything, so they said, well, it wasn't really the flooding, it was the wind that, you know, they will find a way to say, well, you know, you had this coverage, but you didn't have this. With the hurricane, it was really the wind. It wasn't the water.
Right.
Oh, trust me, if your home was underwater, you were like, eh.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798.
That was my middle finger, by the way.
Yes,
sorry.
Yes. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Backstreet Boys singer Brian Littrell has filed court documents accusing a Florida sheriff's office of failing to remove beachgoers who trespass on his oceanfront property and is asking a judge to intervene. Littrell's company, BLB Beach Hut LLC, is suing, which is a legal request that is asking a judge to order the Walton County Sheriff's Department to take action. Littrell has attempted to deter people from entering by placing no trespassing signs and marking the property line with chairs, small tables, and umbrellas, but beachgoers continue to, quote, antagonize, bully, and harass the Littrell family by regularly, every day, trespassing on his property. Now, you might think to yourself, oh, woe is him. This is a rich kid from the Backstreet Boys. He's got beautiful beachfront property in Florida, has a nice mansion up the hill. I did see an interview with him yesterday on Fox News, and he does have a point. He's married with young children. Yeah. And it is a bit of a walk down to the beach, to the ocean front from his house. He refers to it as, quote, my backyard. Okay. And he said, and they showed video of it. It's a bit of a haul, not a long walk. I mean, you're not going to break a sweat or anything like that, but to access the beach on his property, you have to park a great distance away and walk all the way down the beach and then park your lawn chair or your towel on his property.
Okay.
And there's one woman in particular who seems to arrive every single day knowing full well that that's Brian Littrell's house from Backstreet Boys, and she just stands there on the beach and stares at his house.
When police asked him why he keeps calling them, did he say, because I want it that way?
No, he said the woman won't go bye, 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 bye.
Both of you out.
You know, part of the issue is he's larger than life.
He is.
He just is.
And I'm sure, out of tunes. I got to look up their discography now.
While staring at his house, screams, I will go away as long as you love me.
Sam, is there something wrong?
The button won't turn off. It's just stuck on.
She's like, sir, am I your fire?
There it is again.
Your one desire. I love that song. I want it that way. In fact, I'd like you to play it right now, Sam. Tell
I would
me
like to
why.
Not play it right now.
You know, how many songs can you think of that include the term why?
Not
a
many.
Great.
Maybe one.
Song.
Yeah.
So she's crazy.
Yeah, she needs to be shown the meaning of being lonely. Because let's be honest.
I know. I'm with you.
No one else comes close.
No.
So we were talking about that CEO, and I'm a little bit obsessed with it because I think it's hilarious because they're getting caught in their sleaziness. When you watch that video again, I went back and watched it during the break.
Yeah.
And you can tell that everyone around them in that suite knows what's going on.
They're all laughing together.
They are all equally embarrassed.
I said this, no, but they're laughing. I said this earlier in the show. I think he's probably already going through a divorce. He's probably just not out. Or why would you go somewhere in front of 70,000 people with a woman and people around you who obviously know this is going on?
So according to a number of news sources that I checked with during the break, his wife had his last name. Byron or whatever.
Okay.
What's his last name, Sam? Is it Byron? I think it is.
It really doesn't matter. But it was also, she had that as her last name on all of her social media
pages.
She
has since removed his last name and is now going by her maiden name. since this erupted. So I don't know what their marital status was. It doesn't matter.
But names change all the time. I mean, it could just be a fluke.
Well, Dana's name changes all the time, but...
Wow. Really? Hey, Sam. I'm going to need you to play I'll Never Break Your Heart because... No, stop it. I forgot about that song. It is one of the few songs in modern history mm-hmm. where the spoken word starts that song. And the first word, Scott, is...
Baby.
Okay. All right.
I know you're hurting.
What's the name of the song?
I'll Never Break Your Heart.
Was it Barry,
right now,
was it Barry White?
You feel like you can never love again.
It's okay. So bad, but it's so catchy, and I love that song.
Huh. Do you think he said to his mistress, you're going to need to get another boyfriend?
Turn it up. From the first day. Those were great songs back in the day.
Nobody's ever said that.
That's what the CEO said to his chief of HR after the concert.
Baby. I know you're hurting.
We got busted.
Baby.
We in big trouble.
This is going to be in page six.
I don't mean to. Well, I do mean to laugh at their inconvenience.
No, it's not an inconvenience. It is so, I don't want to say blatant, but this was in a stadium of 70,000 people.
Yeah.
Not that they thought that night, oh, we're going to end up on the Jumbotron.
And the fact that your coworkers know the affair's going on.
He's a recognizable figure in town. He's like the big CEO guy in town. You're going to see people at the concert that are like, wait a minute. They were in the society pages 2 weeks ago, and his wife's got brunette like brown hair. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. That's what's so crazy about it.
It's a ballsy move. I'll give him that.
Like Jenny from the front office is like, yeah, I knew that the CEO and the chief HR were going at it.
I mean, who else is in that suite with them if they're not friends or coworkers?
I bet you he told his wife, honey, I'm going to take the entire company to the Coldplay show.
It's a morale building trip.
Did he tell her when they got married, I'll never break your heart?
No spouses.
All right.
Do you think when he got home, she said, tell me why?
Apparently, I mixed up my boy band. Somebody says that Bye 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 is NSYNC and not the Backstreet Boys.
No one knows the difference at this point.
By the way, Texter, you don't know this. You just gave me the highest compliment of the day that I mixed up my boy bands. Thank you. I'm not insulted at all. I'm flattered.
Can I ask you a question that's actually a serious topic here? Well, not sort of serious because it's Backstreet Boys, but... I have so many questions. Number one, who still is so obsessed with one member of that boy band that she's still out there? Like, she needs mental help. Period. Oh, there's no way that is a stable human being. Number one.
That is correct. And it's not just her. There are other people that are making the walk down the beach and parking their butts on his beach property.
But you don't own the beach in front of your beach property.
Well, I think you own everything up to the water's edge.
Oh, man, Scott. Is it a public beach?
No, it is not a public beach. And he was very adamant about that. He said, this is my private property. This is not a public beach. And this woman, and they did show a picture of her. It was a little fuzzy.
Does she look as crazy as I feel like she
is?
Yes. Yeah.
Every stereotype that you can put in your brain, she's in her late 40s, every stereotype you could possibly fathom about somebody who's willing to walk a distance to sit there and
stare
at Brian Luttrell's house, or Byron Luttrell, whatever his name, I don't know. Everything that you would think of in your mind.
That's what she looks like.
That's exactly right.
Then she should quit playing games.
My other question is it the sheriff's? You can sue anybody.
Right.
But I don't know, can you sue a police department for not preventing people from trespass? Like, to me, he's got to put signage up there.
Well, he has erected everything but a fence, because I don't think he's allowed to do that.
Well, they can crack down on this one lady, but they can't crack down on everybody.
You get the hell out of here. That was actually pretty good.
He has hired a security firm. That's probably the way he needs to go.
If high tide comes in, they might be drowning.
Get out.
You know, I thought we took it too far. I'm trying to see how I can work some of
you
these
can't.
Titles.
We're out. You can't. It's a hit. I'm sorry. We play the hits.
It wasn't just a hit. It was a number one hit in 1999, I think.
It's so good. And now that is going to be in my head all night.
Well, I pity you then. Ugh. Terrible. You may remember this guy, Felix Baumgartner. He is the fearless extreme sportsman behind many legendary stunts. He has died today at the age of 56. Died in a paragliding accident in Italy. They say that he crashed into the side of a hotel pool. Now, why would you know the name Felix Baumgartner or be familiar with him? You may recall 13 years ago in 2012, he parachuted to Earth from outer space or from the edge of space. Remember, he went way up there. It was a 24-mile descent. 24 miles. He descended to the Earth.
He was a daredevil.
Reached speeds of 500 miles per hour. And he said in the documentary Space Jump, I was the first human being outside of an aircraft breaking the speed of sound and the history books. Nobody remembers number two. He's right. But he died today at the age of 56, paragliding in Italy.
Oh, man. Crashed into a hotel swimming pool.
Yeah. Oof. Not good. A mother and her young son who got lost in a dense California forest were rescued.
Yeah.
After search crews discovered handwritten notes that the woman and boy had left behind. The notes read,
help
at the top and included information about where the pair was located, according to images posted on social media. Here's what one of them read. Me and my son are stranded with no service and can't call 911. We are ahead, up the road to the right. Please call 911 to get help for us, and thank you. She's 49 years old. Her son is 9. They left the Sacramento area the day before, which is to say Friday, and were on their way to a Boy Scout camp called Camp Wolfboro. The mom and son were overdue, didn't answer their cell phones, according to the sheriff's department. Volunteer search and rescue team that had been training in the area was deployed to look for them, equipped with information about a possible location.
How far away were they, does it say? They ended up going?
It doesn't indicate how far, like in miles. Let me check that. They were about a mile away from their vehicle in an isolated, dense forest location.
They probably thought they were going back the correct way and then just kept going further and further the wrong way.
But if they're going to a Boy Scout camp, why wasn't he prepared?
I don't know.
Huh? This story here from NBC News, gastrointestinal cancers are rising dramatically in people under the age of 50. I don't know if we reported this on the air the other day, Sam, or not, or we just talked about it off the air.
Colon cancers are way up.
Colon, stomach, and what's the other one? There's another one in here, too, that qualifies as a... gastrointestinal cancer, pancreatic cancer. And they're now saying that people need to start getting colonoscopies or a stool test at the age of 45.
Talk to your doctor.
Mm-hmm. Doctors do not routinely screen for pancreatic, stomach, and other cancers in the U.S. The authors also are calling for new ways to screen more people for these types of cancer. But these cancers are rising in people under the age of 50, and they're citing, and again, this is why I can't remember if we talked about
processed
it on the air.
Foods.
Yep, that's exactly right, Sam.
We did talk about it on the air.
Did we talk about it? All right, sorry to repeat us.
It's all good.
I couldn't remember.
More we can remind people that processed foods are bad for them, I don't think that's not a bad thing.
I knew we had mentioned it. I just couldn't recall if it was on the air off. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to bring it back just in case. And you're right. I mean, there's no such thing as reminding people too much to be more mindful of their health. And be honest and open with your doctor if you've got a problem. Today is National Tattoo Day.
Yeah.
Dana's the only one on the show with a tattoo.
Right.
She's got multiple.
We call them eyebrows. Luke Bryan is 49 today.
Tatted up my face.
Camilla Parker Bowles is 78. David Hasselhoff is 73.
No.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
And Mark Burnett, the producer behind such shows like Survivor, The Apprentice, Shark Tank,
yeah.
Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? He is 65. We got to run. Have a wonderful evening. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Enjoy this music.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.